Trivial Pursuit. What is that game?
What is what?
What are you pursuing?
Trivia. The pursuit of trivia.
I guess.
Like, it's a pun. It's a trivial pursuit. Like, it's trivial.
Oh. Fuck. How do you rank your top friends? Is it with a speed dial list? Or is it with a smartwatch that categorizes notifications onto an hourly number?
So my wife recently got a hybrid smartwatch, and when she gets a message from someone, she can assign them a number on the clock face and the hands spin to point to that person.
So clearly number 1 o'clock. Is 1 o'clock the best friend, or is 12 noon?
One.
Okay.
I would say that one is, because okay. It's number one.
Okay.
Anyways, like we were joking that we would all gather around her watch every now and then and text her and see where we have moved on the friend ranking.
Yeah, I need to know.
And that got us talking about ways to rank your friends. So is that the question? What's the best way of the past 20 years that we've ranked our friends?
Let's not limit ourselves to the past 20 years.
Okay, well, let's name a few. So there was the MySpace top 8.
Oh, classic.
Right?
Well, before that, for me, I don't know how old our listenership is here, but I remember a time before MySpace when the rotary phone had been phased out, but we had the nifty landlines with the, you know, programmable memories.
Right.
You could punch in, like, some of them had like 20 numbers you could have. And like the top of the phone had a little card where you'd write in the names of the people that were on the speed dial.
Yeah.
And it was like the tiniest, like they'd give you the tiniest little line to write it. And you had to like fit like 20 names in there.
Yeah.
So they were all just like...
Made no sense.
Yeah.
So on that, in that same sort of vein, when cell phone plans were newish...
The My 5, the My 10.
Yeah, you could have a set of friends that
the Fab 5 even.
You weren't charged to call.
Exactly.
So that was like, that one felt pretty official because you had to like log into your admin console of your phone company. You could only do it once a month or less.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to put in the numbers and like confirm twice. So that was like a bigger deal, I think, than even swapping out your MySpace top 8.
For sure.
How cruel is the MySpace top 8, by the way? Like, they knew that kids were using that platform, and they were like, let's just sow discord amongst all social circles.
They were the first. Okay, what other ways did we rank our friends? What about, like, at the lunch table?
Yeah, lunch tables is a good one.
Proximity to popular kid.
Yeah. Or just, like, the popular table or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, schoolyard picking teams.
Yep. Yep.
That's a big one.
Yep.
Also, school who you sit beside in class.
Yep. Or like Valentine's Day, like the number of stickers that were on your Valentine versus another kid's.
Wait, stickers?
Yeah. Like,
is that how your school did Valentine's?
Didn't yours?
No, they were actual like cards.
Yeah, you got a card, but then the card was nothing. That's just like the base substrate. That's like, that's just acknowledging a person as existing. The real Valentine value comes through the stickers that you add to the card.
Wow.
Okay. Everyone knows that. Rainbows, stars, unicorns. The teacher's got them all, man. You just go get them.
Is the question, what is the best of these? Are we picking one that we like the most?
Sure.
Okay. I think I have to go with the top 5 phone company one, just because of the amount of effort required.
Okay. I rate all my friends like I order them by attractiveness, so I only hang out with really ugly people.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Camping Season. Go out into the nature.
Get ticks. I know you don't subscribe to popping, right?
No.
No.
It's so gross. I mean, I get it, you know, like once in a while, but for the most part, it's too much for me.
I was in like a heavy popping phase for a couple years, and then I was off for a while, but now I'm like back full swing.
Should we explain what popping is? The popping subreddit?
I thought everybody knew.
The popping subreddit is people popping zits, pus-filled nodules, etc. on camera. Yeah.
Cysts, big old blackheads.
And before the audience is like, who would watch that? There's like a lot of subscribers, right? It's a big subreddit. It's not the only freak out there.
It's huge. And some people don't know they're into it until they see it.
Ugh.
So if you're sitting there disgusted right now and you haven't tried it, I mean, don't knock it till you try it.
Head on over to our popping and see how it makes you feel.
That's right. See, right now I'm in a huge blackhead phase.
Do they categorize them?
Like by size?
No, like by what it is.
Well, I do. Some people
in
within
your personal folder?
Yeah, some people in the subreddit also, you know, like tag stuff like blackhead or cyst or
right.
DPOW is an acronym in the community. It stands for a dilated pore of Wiener, which is basically, it's like a blackhead, but just like 100 times bigger.
Oh God. I feel sick.
It's so satisfying when they pop out. It's usually old ladies that have them.
Oh, stop. Why?
Yeah, it's so brutal. But I discovered a bunch of other good subreddits lately too. Choosing Beggars. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's awful.
It gives me so much anxiety and rage to read, but it's like something that you can't put down.
Yeah. So Choosing Beggars is people who are asking for a favor or whatever, but also being dicks about it.
Yeah. We all know this, the phrase, beggars can't be choosers. Well, yeah. Here's where they are.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can't even believe people are like existing.
It's extreme.
In society that like think like this or behave this way. Like, how do you even get by?
It's like if you were creating a character in a video game and there was an entitlement slider and you put it to 100 and then also broke it and it went way past 100.
Yeah. And you took all the points out of intelligence, put them into entitlement.
Yeah.
And often language and speech points go into entitlement as well.
Yeah.
But as soon as I found it, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I have so many posts I could make from the conversations I have with people on Kijiji lowballing. A lot of them are lowballer posts,
like, yeah,
from like auction websites or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, is this good content? I had a question related to this, but I totally forget it now. So did you hear we're going back to the moon?
To stay.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah.
Moonbase 2024.
What's the question?
Are you excited?
Would you go to the moon?
No. The question is fucking why? What are they doing up there?
Why not, I think, is the better question. We should do that, right? Why wouldn't we have a base on the moon?
Yeah, it seems like it's about time, honestly.
So if
it's kind of like one of those things like we'll do it and then we'll figure out what to do with it, like build it and they will come kind of thing.
Well, I feel like it's necessary for when we destroy the world.
That's a good point. That was one of my thoughts. Like, yeah, it's not going to be very big, but at least we can have like one little bunker there.
Yeah. Although I don't think you can repopulate the Earth with the amount of people you can fit on the moon base.
Probably not, but we'll have destroyed it with radiation already, so that's out anyways. It's really like a jumping off point to get to Mars, as I see it.
Yeah, but even still, like, you can't repopulate. How do you grow the population with 10 people without a lot of incest?
Super inbreeding, bro.
Yeah. Is that cool?
It's not only cool, it's necessary.
Would you go to the live on the moon base?
How many people are going and how many hot chicks are there?
For me, it's how many people have gone before me. I don't want to be a pioneer, like we've said many times.
Well, the answer for that is zero. I was tempted to respond very trollishly to the seeing this video on Facebook in regards to previous hoaxes.
And did you do that? Did you get any more haters?
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting till the time's right. Till I can say I told you so. I'm interested to see how they're going to fake this footage.
What are you going to do? Wait until the live broadcast is happening and then get on your pulpit?
Yeah. Which I hadn't thought through because they'll all be watching the launch, not my podcast.
No, you have to hijack the broadcast. Major networks, take it over.
That would be a huge win for me.
Do not watch this. You are being lied to.
Yeah, I have to see what my cousin has to say about this. The flat earther.
No, you don't.
So, the question is, what would you put on your lunar base? This is kind of like one of those, what three books would you take to a deserted island?
Yeah, except you left it way open-ended.
Except it's the moon.
What can I take?
And you need shit to survive.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, food? I don't know.
Okay, you don't have to worry about food or, like, breathing.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Do I get technology? Do I get a laptop?
That can be one of your things. You get three things.
Can I get internet on the moon?
Yeah, for sure. It's high speed. you have like the best internet because it's always, you can always see so many satellites from the moon.
You can always see so many satellites from Earth, and that doesn't make satellite internet better.
Trust me, it's just better. Okay. No, because we start from scratch when we go to the moon, basically, right? So except for like the old 70s base that's already there on the dark side, but whatever. We'd be starting from like an internet first standpoint,
right?
So we'd make the whole thing into an internet receiver.
Yeah, so I mean, I just need a computer then, Netflix. Okay. You know, what else? What do I do day to day on the moon? I just go out, hop around, play moon golf.
Well, did you bring your clubs?
Is my list unlimited?
No, three things.
Oh,
laptop, hold golf on. Clubs.
This is too
that bad. Includes balls.
You just changed it. You said, what can I bring to the moon? And now you're making it three things.
Okay. Five things.
I don't want more limited things. I want no limit on
you
my
You can't
things.
Just have a magic bag of things you take to the moon. There's fuel considerations.
I bring my magic bag? Okay.
Three the RPG things. It can be pulled me.
It can be three things. Laptop is fine. I feel like definitely that one.
Bloodhound Gang CD collection. That counts as one thing. I'll allow it.
I assume that they would give me a laptop, though. Like, wouldn't they give you creature comforts?
Probably your spaceship has
internet
capabilities.
Yeah. And like a bed and stuff, right? I don't have to bring...
Yeah. You have the basic quarters.
Okay. So I would bring then...
But you might want like a softer pillow or your Snuggie.
Yeah. I bring a bathrobe because they don't provide that. I bring maybe a musical instrument.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But there's no sound in space, so.
Yeah, but that's only.
I'm kidding.
You're sending me the moon to die if that's the, those are the rules. Yeah, okay. Musical instrument, something to be creative with. I guess like a book. I don't know. Books are dumb.
No, you have the internet.
Yeah. Why would I bring a book? What else?
What about like some fireworks?
Oh, that's a good idea. Actually, just like
you can fuck with people.
Experimental stuff.
Yeah. Well, it was more of a prank from my point of view. Like you could pretend like the moon was exploding.
Yeah. Your prank is setting a firework off in an oxygenated environment. And killing everyone on the moon.
Right. We'd have to make sure we were some sort of space burning fireworks. No, the rockets work in space. It's a thing.
Can you set a firework off on the moon?
This is a question for a science podcast. That is one thing we are not.
Okay, so...
Hey, every little thing. Stuff you should know.
Yeah.
Get on this.
So...
Fireworks in space.
What do we have then? We have a musical instrument, fireworks. We just need a third thing. And then we can end this question.
A gun.
That's a... No, that's just a big firework.
So...